Hits 96, Chattanooga's number one hit music station. TJ Miller now joining me in studio. Yesterday you called in, TJ, but now you're here performing tonight at the Comedy Catch. Are you getting recognized around town? Is everybody swooning and going nuts?
Yeah, yeah. People come to me and go, are you Napoleon Dynamite? And I'm like, what are you talking about? And they're like, sorry, Seth Rogen. All right, well, listen. What are you doing in town? I have a comedy show. That's too bad. All right, well, see you at Ruby Falls. No, I think what's fun about places like Chattanooga, and you guys are a big city, but it's like, sometimes people see me and they recognize me and they're like, there's no, why would he be in Chattanooga? And which happens everywhere. I'm telling you, single place, not just Chattanooga. Uh-huh. You know, I'm going to go to Winnipeg, Canada. And then they all come up to me and they say, oh my God, I thought it was you. I thought it was you. And then I heard your voice.
Voice.
And I was like,
that's
definitely.
What I was going to say.
And so that's a lot of what I get. Like, I wear a mask in the airport just because it's like, I'm trying to get to the flight, so I don't have a lot of time to take pictures. Fair. Although I love to take pictures with people, but I can't miss a flight to perform for people.
Right, right.
And so I kind of don't,
I was just curious about that.
I sort of don't, maybe I don't get recognized as much as other people. Everywhere. I'm very famous. Is the point. I'm very famous.
Takeaway and then, here.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
I know. I was trying to, like, did you see that? I was trying to walk around that.
Yeah.
Circumlocute. Locute, choo choo. That's the only time I'll ever say circumlocute. And people are like, locute, locomotion. But my voice is very famous. I did radio in Detroit, and they were like, your voice is so recognizable. I mean, it must be. And I go, it's one of the most recognizable voices in the world. And they both, you could see, he was about to say the nation or like the United States.
Yep.
And I was like, the world. And you could see both of them like, the world?
The world.
I don't know about the world. I mean, somebody, Lindsay's videoing all this, but behind the camera, she's like.
She's like, ooh.
Everything we do, she'll laugh to me.
It's good work. Well, like you said before, we've talked before, the booger of Mucinex.
Yeah, exactly.
You've done a lot of that stuff, and I think people kind of recognize that voice.
But I was talking about this yesterday that none of us can hear our voice. We just sound like we sound.
Sure.
No one's like, you probably don't really think about it, but you have, for radio, you have a very smooth voice.
Thank you.
And you kind of have to either be gravelly and sort of low or sort of smooth. And your voice is still low for how smooth it is.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think about that stuff a lot. But when it comes to me, even when I hear myself on like a show or something like that, stand up, it just doesn't seem that different. I don't understand why it's so unique. But people really get behind it. And all I have to say to that is...
Absolutely. And then all the voice work you've done anyways, I think that's why people just think of the voice and it just connects.
Big Hero, somebody came to Detroit to see me and said, Big Hero 6 is my favorite movie. I can't believe it. Yeah. She was shaking to talk to me. I thought that was so sweet. Every time I make about 17, 20 cents. So I just need to do it another 100 or 150 times and I'll be making a profit.
Pay for your trip here. All right, we're getting real creative here. We have a couple more segments with TJ Miller. He is going to take on the satchel of questions, and that is next. Keep listening. It's Hits.